resident?
Yes, Your Honor.
Was it when you received the subpoena of this court that you consulted the bank president, or was it prior to the filing of the articles of impeachment?
I also referred to him or talked to him even before, Your Honor.
What is before? Before what?
On that day that we were visited about this account, Your Honor.
No, wait a minute. There was an articles of impeachment filed on December 12, 2011. Did you consult the bank president before that, the filing of the articles of impeachment, or after?
After, Your Honor, after. The filing.
How long after?
It was on the same day that we were visited by Congressman Banal, Your Honor.
When was that?
January 31, 2012, Your Honor.
January 31, 2012.
Yes, Your Honor.
So, almost more than a month after the articles of impeachment was filed, that you were visited by Congressman Banal, and as a consequence, you consulted the bank president. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And was this after this court issued the subpoena, Duces Tecum, to produce the bank records of the respondent from the Katipunan branch of PS Bank?
You're asking, may I clarify your question, Your Honor? You're asking if it was made before or after the subpoena?
No, you know, we are talking here of a period of more than a month from the time the articles of impeachment were filed up to the time Congressman Banal saw you. I cannot now remember when the subpoena was issued by this court. I think, may I refer to the clerk of court? When was it filed? February 6th. Also, you met Congressman Banal, or Congressman Banal visited you on the 31st of January 2012.
Yes, Your Honor.
So that is before you received the subpoena to Sestecum from this court.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, when did the president of your bank ask you for the records?
On January
Bank records of respondent Chief Justice Corona.
On January 31st, Your Honor, we met with him, and then
who are we?
The whole branch personnel, Your Honor.
The whole branch, all the members of the branch.
Yes, Your Honor. And then
he went to the branch himself.
No, Your Honor. We met in outside the branch.
Where outside the branch?
In a restaurant, Your Honor, in Katipunan.
Where in what restaurant?
Red Garlic, Your Honor.
Red Garlic. And how many were you? If you can remember.
I'll try to recall, Your Honor. We were eight, Your Honor.
Huh?
Eight. Yes, Your Honor.
Including the President?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what was discussed in that meeting?
I told him about the visit of Congressman Banal.
Who initiated the meeting? Was it you as manager of the bank, of the branch of that bank, or was it the president of the bank?
It was the president, Your Honor.
How did he know that? Why did he call for that meeting?
Because right after the visit of Congressman Banal, I immediately reported it to my superior.
By how did you report it?
Through the phone, Your Honor.
By phone.
And then I called our another head, the branch banking head. And then I talked to our executive vice president. And then...
Now, wait a minute.
Yes.
After Congressman Banal visited you and he left, you called the president of the bank?
Not directly the president, Your Honor. I called my area head, Your Honor.
Who is your area head?
Her name is Maria Cristina Duque.
What is her rank in the bank?
She's assistant vice president, area head of our area, Your Honor.
She is a holding office in the central office?
No, Your Honor. She is holding her office in our Acropolis branch, Your Honor.
And what did you tell your assistant vice president?
I narrated to her what happened. And then...
Please narrate what happened. How did you report it?
Okay. Just like... I reported to her that there was a visit from Congressman Banal, and then I told her almost all, Your Honor, almost all that I've mentioned last time. That
I want it repeated into the records to clear this whole thing.
Okay. So on January 31, it was around a little after 12:30 or around 1 p.m., there was a visit from Congressman Banal, and then I thought that he was gonna open an account with me, so I asked him if I could assist him. But at that time that he was still waiting for me in the lobby, I was still assisting two customers who were opening an account. So I approached him after my branch service and control officer told me that Councilor Banal is seated in the lobby. And then I approached him and I told him that I cannot assist you right now because I'm still assisting other customers. If you want, I can let my BSCO attend to you. He said that he will wait for me.
Was he alone?
He was alone, Your Honor.
No companion?
No companion.
Okay.
And then while I finished the transactions of my clients who were at my table, I went to him and told him that I'm already done with my clients and that we could already talk if he could go to my table to talk. So when he was seated, we exchanged some chit-chats about the transfer of the branch. The branch of Katipunan branch was previously located in the middle. This new location is now very near Miriam. So things like that. And then...
After your conversation, what happened?
Yes, I asked him, what can I do for you? So I again asked him if he will open an account. I said, no. Actually, he said that he's already a representative and that he's no longer a counselor. So I apologized for addressing him wrongly. And then, So he said that, I actually recall, Your Honor, that he said that he was assigned, I think, by the speaker to the secretariat. And then, I was not able to mention it last week, but I remember him asking about the raffle. And then if we still had records with us on the raffle. So I'm sorry I cannot help you. I don't have any information. It was a long time ago. We don't have records of that. And then, then he said, I asked him how, before that, ano, nung tinanong ko siya that, when I asked him pala if he will open an account.
Pagalugin mo na lang para maintindihan ng madla.
Sige. Anyway, Your Honor, I'm okay. When I asked him if he was gonna open an account, he said no nga, and that he was assigned to the secretariat. So what can I do for you? And then he asked about the raffles, and I said, I'm sorry, I cannot help you. I cannot disclose anything. Then he said, if you can just help me on your personal capacity. And he was holding these pieces of paper. And then it was folded. And then he showed them to me partly. Since it was folded, he opened it partly, and his hand was partly covering the document or the paper.
Sinabi sa'yo,
apa,
pwede mo ba akong tulungan dito sa papel na ito?
Yes. Na, he said it in a general way, Your Honor. He said it, if you can help me on a personal basis. What do you mean by that? Because I cannot say anything about any account if you are asking for that. Then he said, he just immediately showed me.
Bakit mo tinanong yun na I cannot help you about any account?
Kasi parang nagtatanong siya, Your Honor, about a raffle, and then
about
kung nanalo ba si CJ Corona, ganun.
Oo.
Parang I recall him mentioning that already. And then, that's why I said I cannot help him. And then, on a personal basis daw, pag-guide lang, ganito. If this is a dollar, if this is 7, if this is a K, mga ganon.
Oh.
And the document, the photocopy, was really blurred, Your Honor. And I was so shocked to see that the form was a PS Bank, resembled the form of the PS Bank customer service, customer information specimen signature card. We call it CISSC, or the, for short, signature card. And then, while I was scanning it, kasi nga it was partly covered, I scanned it around that area which he was pointing, and then I saw the name of Renato Coronado Corona.
So he was asking precisely about the account of a specific person.
Based on the photocopy that he was showing.
Kaya nga, ang tinatanong niya ay walang iba kung hindi account ni Chief Justice Corona.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Pagkatapos nung conversation ninyo, usapan ninyo, anong ginawa mo?
When, after he left, I called my area.
Gaano katagal siya pala doon sa'yo?
Parang he was there for mga 10 to 20 minutes, I think.
O sige, pagkatapos noon, ano ginawa mo?
After he left, Your Honor, I was parang shocked. I just stayed in my table. And then, I called my, ano...
Bakit ka na siya?
Because I was holding a photocopy of what seemed to be like a signature card.
Of your bank?
Yes. I asked him before he left where he got it, but he did not disclose. He just said that I can tell you if you will help us. And then I was trying to get hold of the paper that he was holding so I could further examine it, Your Honor, to really verify if that was indeed our signature card or something